We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Professor Aaron Hedlund from University of Missouri. He's an economist. Yes, there is a free market economist at Mizzou. Actually, I hear rumor there's two of them at least, Aaron.
That's right. We have a secret society that we should form one of these days.
Yeah, you should. Unfortunately, in Mizzou, you'd be able to reserve the smallest room on campus and still be able to fit into it. But yeah, over the past week or so, obviously, before the shootings took over the headline, stock market's having a pretty rough time. Obviously, things go up and they go down, but everybody wants to assess blame. But first of all, is this just a bump in a very long road, or is this something we really need to be concerned about economically?
Yeah, if you're referring to the stock market, I wouldn't pay too much attention to the gyrations. I mean, they obviously uncertainty and drives a lot of these things. They hear the federal chair, Powell's comments about the future path of interest rates, and they start to wonder, oh no, does that mean we're not going to have future decreases, and causes the market to move around, and of course now the China stuff. Mm-hmm. I would focus more on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals of the economy are still strong. They could be stronger, but they're not weak. I don't think we have to worry about an impending recession.
Is it fair, as I've heard a lot of people say it, that President Trump is in a trade war with China? Is that a fair assessment of it, or is that just overblowing it for shock value?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the language is a little strong, but on the other hand, obviously there is a bit of a retaliatory back and forth going on right now. But clearly, the old status quo wasn't working. I'm very much a free market economist and believe that if all sides were acting in good faith, it'd be better to have low tariffs, low barriers, free flow of goods and services. There's abundant evidence that suggests that that would be beneficial to the U.S. In fact, there have been studies, even with respect to China, that have shown that for every manufacturing job lost, right, and there have been plenty of jobs that we've gained, but for every job that's lost due to trade with China, the U.S. has gained in other ways by over $100,000 per job. So the question to me is, how do we do two things? One is find ways to get those people who have been displaced into other good employment, and number two, we have to fight against the bad things that China is doing. Right? They think that they can kind of tell us what to do, and we've had a lot of leaders who've been weak in the past and who haven't said, hey, you know what, the U.S. is going to insist that you stop stealing intellectual property and kind of play by the rules. And that's what President Trump is trying to do.
Aaron, you kind of referred to, I guess, creative destruction would be the term on this. Follow up on what you just said. You said for every manufacturing job lost, we gain somewhere else. Well, that's not much consolation to the person who lost the job, obviously. But what types of benefits are we not seeing, or that doesn't make the headlines? Because I think a lot of people may have been a little taken aback by what you just said, that that we can actually gain in other ways. Where are we gaining?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, first of all, it is always one of the difficult things to talk about free trade, because you might have some town in a rural area which causes, where a factory moves away, and it's easy to describe that to trade, whereas the benefit to trade might be spread over many, many people, and it's hard to see, oh, this benefit is coming from trade as opposed to something else. So there's all sorts of benefits from trade. Number one is lower prices, right? I mean, President Trump has been talking about the desire for keeping interest rates low. Well, if it weren't for trade, there'd be pressure on inflation, which would mean that the Fed would have to be raising rates faster than it had been doing. So we can have low interest rates, low cost of borrowing, easier access to credit, in part because other forces are keeping prices down. You also get more varieties. Creative destruction is a very important thing. That is what's driven the U.S. That's always caused political turmoil in the past. Whenever people invent a new machine that displaces labor, some people are hurt. But we have found the way to keep pushing through, because what drives the American economy is innovation, ingenuity, And of course, yes, we can have policies that help people get up back off their feet. But putting up barriers is for sure a road to decline.
We're visiting with Mizzou professor of economics, Aaron Hedlund. And Aaron, before I've got to run to a break here real quick, let me just ask you about the tariffs, because this is the one area lately I've had the most heartburn with President Trump's policies. Can tariffs ever be a good thing? And if so, is the president using them properly? Because I'm just not a big fan of tariffs at all.
Sure. So I would say they are not inherently a good thing. I mean, I would say at the moment, if you just look at the short term, they are causing economic losses to the U.S. And the amount of, I've seen some studies, about $10 billion per year. Now, for an economy that's nearly $20 trillion, that's very tiny, but it is a net loss. But the way I would look at it is, does it give us leverage to cause the Chinese leadership to reform their practices of stealing intellectual property and respecting the rules? So it could be a little bit of short-term pain for potentially long-term gain if we use the leverage correctly. Now, if you looked into the magic eight ball and you saw that China will never back down from its bad practices no matter what, then no, I don't think there's inherent gains to tariffs. The idea that we can build up economic walls and that will cause jobs to flow back in is faulty logic.
So let me kind of wrap up with this. Is what it really means to everybody is our investments are down pretty much across the board over the last week. I don't know, unless you are an amazingly good investor or possibly terrible one, you just got lucky this week. You've lost money, at least in your accounts, over the last week or so. What do we need to keep in mind as we watch the numbers and the money go up and go down in your particular accounts over the next, say, week or two?
Yeah, I'd say the important thing is to not make major trade decisions based on movements in the stock market from day to day. Keep the long term in mind. Make sure you're well diversified. Don't get the jitters. That's what I would say.
All right, Professor Aaron Hedlund, Mizzou economist, and you're Aaron Hedlund, that's HEDLUND.com, and you're on Twitter as well at Aaron_Hedlund. Aaron, good to talk to you again.
Get more at 971talk.com.